Greetings, and welcome to the Axtel First Quarter 2024 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Ms. Nancy Yoveda, Investor Relations and Corporate Finance Manager for Axtel. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, and welcome to Axtel's earnings conference call. It's my pleasure to participate in today's call together with Armando de la Peña, Axtel's CEO, and Adrian de los Santos, CFO. Financial information for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel includes the unaudited first quarter report, is available on each corporate website. After Armando and Adrian's comments regarding quarterly performance and relevant events, we will be taking your questions for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel. Let me remind you that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements. These statements reflect management's current views, which are subject to certain risks and uncertainties. Axtel is under no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I will now turn the call over to Armando for his initial remarks. Armando?
Thank you, Nancy. Welcome, everyone, to our conference call. I hope you are all doing well, and let me start by making some comments about first quarter performance and relevant events. Results on the first quarter were encouraging, in line with our budget and reflecting a favorable momentum from our new commercial strategy, particularly in the enterprise segment. First quarter revenues were mixed, with 3% growth in the enterprise segment and declines in the government and wholesale segment. First quarter of last year was strong in revenues, although with tight margins, whereas this quarter, recurrent revenues increased and expenses remain under control, improving profitability and comparable EBITDA by 9%. Net recurrent revenues from enterprise segment new contracts totaled 40 million pesos in the first quarter, 56% higher compared to same quarter of last year. In the wholesale segment, net recurrent revenues increased 2.5x compared to a year ago, reflecting a sign of improvement and buildup of revenue base. In the government segment, we have already renewed 37% of contracts expiring this year. Our specialized commercial model continues evolving. In the first quarter, we reallocate enterprise segment accounts within commercial groups according to industry verticals. By March, the funnel was already 65% higher than the monthly average of last year, reflecting a solid execution. In the quarter, we received an award from our partner, Palo Alto Networks, which positions Axtel as a strategic partner with capabilities to integrate next-generation cybersecurity architectures. In the first quarter of last year, government segment revenues reflected an extraordinary low-margin service transaction, affecting comparable results. This year, we have increased the contribution from state and local governments to partially mitigate for a certainty of new projects with federal government entities caused by elections in June. For Axtel, this quarter, lower revenues from the termination of services related to the 2019 mass market divestment were compensated by lower expenses, particularly in uncollectible provisions. Last March, we held the shareholders meeting of Axtel and Controladora Axtel. For Axtel, shareholders approved a maximum amount of 100 million pesos for our share repurchase program, maintaining the same amount approved the previous year. In the extraordinary meeting of Axtel, shareholders approved the modification of certain articles of our bylaws to ensure consistency with the legislative reforms recently enacted. We expect an improvement in both funnel and closing of new contracts from the reallocation of enterprise accounts. Additionally, our lean organization will contribute to agility and efficiency and ultimately improve profitability margins. Services like cybersecurity, cloud, and system integration should continue their strong growth trend, compensating mature services revenue. I will now let Adrian make some additional remarks and discuss Axtel fourth quarter results.
Thank you, Armando, Nancy, and good morning to all participants. Concerning our risk management, as of the end of March, we maintain $35 million in cash flow-based exchange rate forwards at an average exchange rate of 17 pesos and 21 cents per dollar. These transactions mitigate foreign exchange risk for dollar-denominated interest and capex obligations up to October this year. We consistently monitor market conditions to maintain an adequate balance between risk mitigation and its impact in our cash flow. Lastly, this month, S&P Global Ratings revised its outlook on Axtel to stable from negative on improving business prospects and affirm a rating, same as Fitch Ratings outlook review during the fourth quarter of last year. Let me now move on to review our financial results for the first quarter. First quarter revenues declined 4% year over year. Enterprise segment revenues increased 3% in the quarter, explained by the 7% increase in digital transformation and value-added services revenues. Digital transformation revenues growth was supported by a 15% increase in cloud service revenues. In the quarter, better mix and price adjustments resulted in a 2% increase in voice revenues, which represented 8% of enterprise segment revenues. Government segment declined 40% year over year, or 3% if we adjust for the one-time transactions recorded in the first quarter of last year. Recurring revenues increased 4%, and the mix between federal and state and local entities was 50-50 in this period. Revenues from wholesale infrastructure segment customers decreased 4% year over year, impacted by 59 and 12% declines in continuity services from the mass market divestment and wholesale access revenues, respectively, compensated by a 24 million pesos in dark fiber upfront capacity contract revenues. First quarter cost of revenues, excluding depreciation and amortization charges, declined 23% year on year, explained mostly by two one-time contracts in the first quarter last year, one with a government entity and the other with a financial institution that combined explained approximately 90% of the cost reduction in this quarter. As a result, the contribution margin returned to 75% from 69% in the first quarter of last year. Enterprise segment cost of revenues declined 9% due to a 54% decline in lower margin non-recurring revenues in the quarter. Government segment cost of revenues declined 59% as recurring revenues increased 4%, but non-recurring revenues decreased 76% in the quarter. Concerning wholesale infrastructure segment customers, costs remain flat, more or less in line with the 4% decline in revenues. to better evaluate business segments. Commercial and operational expenses are allocated to the enterprise, government, and wholesale segments respectively, while general corporate expenses consisting of central support areas such as finance, human resources, and legal departments remain unallocated. In the first quarter, commercial and operational expenses declined 2% year-over-year, mainly due to lower uncollectible provision expenses, compensating a small increase in personnel-related expenses. General corporate declined 1% compared to first quarter of last year, reflecting the benefit of right-sizing implemented last year. EBITDA was 800 million pesos in the quarter, 9% higher than comparable EBITDA, or 46% larger, including the reorganization charges recorded in the first quarter of 2023. The growth in EBITDA resulted from a 13% increase in business segment contribution to EBITDA and a 1% improvement in general corporate expenses, and a 60 million peso decline in other income. CapEx in the quarter was $21 million, compared to $19 million in the first quarter of last year. Cash balance totaled $49 million at the end of the quarter, compared to a starting balance of $71 million. Cash flow was negative $16 million in the quarter, resulting from $47 million in EBITDA, $26 million in negative working capital, $21 million in CapEx, and $17 million in interest expenses. Additionally, we recorded $5 million net in debt reduction and a $1 million loss in forward and exchange rate impact during the quarter. As of the end of the quarter, net debt was $588 million, and the ratio of net debt to EBITDA was 3.1 times, or 2.9 times net debt to comparable EBITDA. This compares to 3.6 times a year ago. With this, we conclude our presentation and open the call for questions for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel. Melissa, please ask participants to prompt for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. To ask questions via the webcast, please type your questions in the box on the interface and click submit to enter your question. We'll pause a moment to allow for questions. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question via the telephone, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Ms. Rivera, at this time, I'm not seeing any phone questions.
Thank you, Melissa. So we will now move on to questions from our webcast participants. So the first question is, are you currently considering selling any part of the company or a strategic merger with a third party? Again?
Yeah, let me get that one, Nancy. We have been continuously looking forward to partners in some parts of the growing venture that we have in the company. This is a continuous ongoing thing that we have been checking for, but it's not a priority for the administration. But there are some very good opportunities that we foresee for the next years, and if there's any business sense in making a type of a strategic merger or JV to have a foster a growth in these services, we could analyze it. That's open all the time.
Thank you, Armando. Yes, we have another question. Are you considering using the buyback or repurchase fund considering the CPO price?
This is Adrian de los Santos. We certainly believe the stock price does not reflect or performance, or current performance and our business expectations, definitely it's undervalued. We were continuously monitoring our stock price and the market conditions, liquidity, and so on, to decide whether to use the buyback program. It's something we don't have a position as to we will or we will not. It's a decision, an ongoing decision as time goes by. In summary, we do believe the stock price is undervalued, and the buyback program it's definitely an alternative to support the share price.
Thank you. So now, in relation to our rating, what is the reasoning behind S&P Global Ratings Outlook Review?
This is Adrian de los Santos again. Recently, Standard & Poor's changed the outlook of Axtel from negative to stable. Basically, they see two elements on their decision: a more stable and improving cash flow and financial performance. This indeed it's helping the delivering of the company. And second, the overall refinancing executed last year, as you all know, we refinanced 100% of our debt, and we have an average maturity profile of 5 years at the end of this quarter, approximately.
Okay, and another question regarding the merger of Controladora Axtel and Axtel. Do we have any updates, and is there a plan to at least do the merger?
As previously informed, the decision, the ultimate decision, should come from Controladora Axtel shareholders. In order to make that decision, the board of Controladora Axtel will have to recommend such a transaction. At this moment, we have no details or specifics about starting that process. It's something that the board evaluates, is aware of the pros and cons, and it's an action that it's not at this moment underway.
Thank you. We have one more question regarding guidance. Do you maintain your EBITDA guidance of 3,650 million pesos and revenue of 11,900 million pesos for this year?
Hi, Armando de la Peña. Yes, we are very confident and we foresee that the fundamentals and the advantages of our new strategy based on attending through business lines some targeted industries, as we call verticals, that has been beginning to make big results in the company. Our funnel is very strong. And we have told the company it has the right consideration in expenses compared to income. And everything it's put in place to continue making solid results. So at the end of the year, we foresee to fulfill the guidance that we have, both in EBITDA and in revenue.
Thank you, Armando. We have one question that similar to one that has been answered, but can you tell us more about any other strategic mergers?
This is something that, as Armando mentioned, our focus is on delivering results, on continue to improve performance financially and obviously in with respect to clients' satisfaction. However, the strategic side of opportunities, it's something that we continuously analyze whenever there are opportunities that we think could add value to shareholders. However, management is committed to continue improving performance and delivering better services and products to our customers.
Thank you. So regarding our debt, are you considering prepaying debt to lower the actual leverage ratio?
To lower the net debt to EBITDA ratio, as cash is generated, it goes either way into higher cash or paying down debt. Given that interest rates remain high and the expectations to come down continue to be delayed into the future. We think that in the second semester probably we could use some of the cash flow that we generate to reduce some debt. It will depend obviously on market conditions and the overall financial stability in the market, but indeed we do think that's a good use of cash flow.
We have another question. How are you preparing to take advantage of the artificial intelligence boom? Armando?
Thank you, Armando. As you all already familiar with, artificial intelligence is a very buzzword right now and a very wide topic to talk about. And the borders between automatization, data processing, algorithms, robots, chatbots, and so it considers a wide variety of solutions and automatization and process optimization. So what we have implemented is a strategic AI committee in order to take advantage of both the artificial intelligence internally to improve our processes, our times, our agility, also cost structure wise, and how can we offer to our customer solutions that include or are based on generative AI. And as we have been learning in the past few months, you have to be very precise on what do you expect of artificial intelligence to begin with some specific issue that you have to improve or solution that can foster growth, and then from that begin to make it more growth within the organization. So yes, we are taking advantage of it, but we are going to be very careful defining the strategic value of it, both internally and for our customers. We have several solutions that include chatbots, that include data analytics, that include parts of the artificial intelligence, but for all the issues, how to make it more strategic. I have to put it into our customers to improve their core businesses and their KPIs, the key KPIs. Thank you.
Regarding capital allocation, after you reach a net leverage ratio of 2.5 times, with our implied guidance, it seems that Axtel will generate $40 million in free cash flow. So what are our plans regarding the
And this is to some extent related to whether we intend to pay down debt or not. As our objective and our internal policy of being 2 times net debt to EBITDA or below, we want to reach that level. Once we are there, definitely cash flow could go either to continue reducing debt or distribution to shareholders. It will depend on the where interest rates remain at that time. If we continue to see high interest rates as they are today, it will make sense to reduce debt, although it's a decision that we will have to evaluate at the time. We think that, as mentioned, our target for year-end in terms of net debt to EBITDA is around 2.6 times, more or less. So we think within 12 months we could be there and be in a possibility to use cash flow for shareholder distributions or to further reduce debt and reduce the high interest expenses that we have due to interest rate conditions.
Thank you, Adrian. Regarding nearshoring, can you tell us about new contracts in relation to nearshoring, Armando?
Yes, this is one of the most interesting options for us. We have been investing since previous year in order to have fiber connected the main industrial parks in the north of Bahia and west of the country. We are now reaching most of the, I think 95%, the last number I got, of the industrial parks with our own fiber. And we are preparing when the manufacturing facilities begin to operate. So we have been having some talks and to have some commitment with the industrial park developers and also with the administrators in order to have our services and our options in place when the manufacturing facilities come. As you know, we are turning the market into specific industries. We call them verticals, and one of them is manufacturing. Within manufacturing, we attend nearshoring. Another interesting new way of attend the market is that we put boots on the ground. So a lot of our sales force get out and get in touch physically within the industrial park. So we are beginning to be present and to understand the needs. So for us, nearshoring, it's a very good opportunity for growth. We have been looking for investment mainly coming from the U.S., some European countries, also China. And we are making the right partnerships in order to be the leader in the nearshoring expansion within Mexico.
Thank you, Armando. We have no more questions. I'd like to remind you that you can find the quarter results and a replay of today's conference call on our website at accelcorp.mx. Again.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in our call today, and we remain available for any further comments you might have. Thank you all.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.